Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
The amazing thing is how routine it is compared to what's going on in, you know, so many other states. I mean, particularly the 15 states that had to delay their primaries.
States with upcoming elections could learn from Oregon's universal vote-by-mail primaries that finish up today. But the Beaver State didn't move to mail-in because of the coronavirus, says political reporter Jeff Mapes with Oregon Public Broadcasting.
It's always been very, very popular with Oregon voters.
Tim Scott is the director of elections in Multnomah County, the biggest county where Portland is. His best advice to elections officials in other states?
Start now.
He says states may come across many unexpected challenges that Oregon has had the time to flesh out in the two decades since it was first implemented.
We are very well situated because this is the methodology. You know, we've had 20 years to perfect it. We have vendors that can support us.
With well-established voting from home infrastructure, the process should hold no surprises for voters. But Scott says election officials themselves had to make major adjustments.
For us, though, our internal processes, we needed to make sure that we were keeping people 6 feet apart, both our staff as well as voters, if they needed to come into our space to either get a replacement ballot or vote in person or get assistance of any kind.
President Donald Trump continues to claim that voter fraud is a reason to not expand mail-in systems during the health crisis. But election officials in Oregon say that's false. In 20 years of operation, there have been about a dozen confirmed voter fraud cases out of 100 million ballots, according to a Brennan Center for Justice report. North Carolina State University political scientist Stephen Green is, frankly, he says, fed up with that argument.
And I have to say, I think smart, politically informed people who say they oppose vote by mail and other expansions of voting for voter fraud are lying and speaking in bad faith. And other people who say that are not lying and speaking in bad faith, but are taking cues from the political elites who are.
Still, the New York Times reports the Trump campaign and conservative activists are launching a major effort to challenge ballots and voter registrations in November. The plan calls for 50,000 volunteers to monitor polling places in 15 key battleground states for voter fraud they allege will take place. Similar efforts in the past have often been considered voter intimidation. The $20 million program includes money to fund legal efforts to stop the expansion of voting rights and an advertising and online campaign to accuse Democrats of stealing the election. Peer-reviewed studies show vote by mail doesn't benefit either party. Green agrees.
I'm hopeful that, you know, ultimately Republicans will realize that they have a lot of older voters who are going to be more concerned about taking the risks of voting in person.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.